The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
So the time's come to find a realtor to represent your interests, whether you're buying a house or you're selling a house, and you want to have complete confidence that the agent is representing you and you only, right? Well, there is a segment in the law, specifically in Virginia and D.C., Maryland does not allow this, by the way, where a single agent could represent the buyer and the seller in the same transaction, and that is called dual agency. But dual agency is also what we call when you have two agents from the same company. I'm at Long & Foster. Another agent from Long & Foster might bring a buyer into my property and represent them, and I'm representing the seller, and the two agents keep everything confidential and keep them separate, and my clients have complete confidence that I'm only representing them. That's another form of dual agency. Now, at the end of the day, you want to drive as many buyers through your property as possible, right? The better that we tell, the better we sell. The more people we can get through, the more likely we'll get a buyer who'll be willing to pay us a price that we're asking, that the demand will be at its greatest point, that will create an auction-like effect and get your house sold for top dollar with the best terms for you, right? That's great. So where is dual agency? How is it that someone can be a dual agent effectively? Now, there are agents who don't agree with me on this and would say that they can effectively represent the buyer and the seller in the same transaction, and that they've done it for years and years and years. Let's go back in time. Let's go back in time in history, and let's consider how real estate agency started. That agency started with all real estate agents only representing one party in a transaction, the seller, and not the buyer. The buyer agency did not come into fruition until about 25 to 30 years ago. Prior to that, when I first got in the business in 1987, I represented sellers all the time. That's all I did. In fact, that's how it worked. Just a few years later, the law changed. I remember when I first started my practice in Maryland. Of course, I'm licensed in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, and have offices in all locations. We've got a wonderful team to serve in all areas. But when I first started, I was specifically in Montgomery County. And I was young, 23, and when I went out to list a property and I would take my listing agreement back, we would put it in the computer, we just offered a commission out. And it was always prickly because the other agent sometimes was the sister of the buyer, and you'd wonder, how is it that the sister could really look out for the seller of this property when they're trying to look out for their sister, right? The buyer. So law changed, and a good thing that it did. But one law didn't change, and that allows for dual agency. Two agents can represent competing interests from the same company, but in Virginia and D.C., one agent can represent the seller and the buyer. Now, I'm uncomfortable with that because I don't know about you, but I have a hard time, you know, representing two competing interests in the same transaction because I can't represent either of them effectively. I could simply be a facilitator between the two parties, simply reporting from one party to the other. But if you've hired me to sell your property, don't you want to have confidence that I'm going to do my best to negotiate the most favorable terms, the best settlement date for you? Don't you want to have confidence that the conversations we have are not being shared with the buyer? And buyers, same. Would you not be uncomfortable knowing that every conversation that you tell me, I might share that with somebody else? Well, as a seller's agent, this is really how it works. I'm responsible to protect the seller's interest at all times, in every situation, whether another agent from Long & Foster comes in, or whether it's Remax, Weichert, or some other company that brings the buyer through, or even if the buyer comes in without another agent. You see, a buyer coming in without another agent doesn't necessarily have representation. They can come to me directly and say, "Hey, Eric, you seem like a nice and honest guy with a lot of experience, and you've given me disclosure that you're going to be fair and honest and ethical with me, that you're going to treat me according to the Civil Rights Act of 1866 and the Fair Housing Act of 1968 and the American Disabilities Act and all the other acts in between. You're going to treat me fairly, honestly, and ethically, and I believe that. So I want you to write an offer for me on the property that you're listing." Now, I'll sit with a seller and they might say, "Well, you're representing them." And the answer is, "No, I'm not really. I'm actually, they're a customer and you're my client, Mr. Seller. As a customer, I want to do my best to get them to pay the most for the property, give me the most favorable terms for you as a seller. Now, I'll be fair, and I'll be honest with them, and I'll be ethical. Let's define that for a moment. Fair means I won't treat them differently than I would anybody else, right? Ethical means that I will be forthright in all of my dealings with them, that I will not mislead them, I will not hide details or otherwise. And honest, obviously, they ask me a question, then I'll give them a straightforward answer. One of the reasons I've continued to grow my business over 29, almost 30 years now, I started in 1987. I've had a conviction, always be fair, honest, and ethical with everybody, regardless of whether I represent them or not. But that does not mean that if a buyer shares something with me in confidence and I'm not representing them, that I have a hindrance in sharing that information with the seller. In fact, I have an obligation to my seller to share what the buyer's told me in, quote, confidence. No, it's not in confidence because I don't represent them. So I must give them disclosure up front. They must understand. I'll be fair and honest and ethical with them. But if they share something with me and they say, hey, offer them X, but I'll be willing to pay Y, I'm going to go back and talk to my seller and say, hey, they said they will offer you this, but they'll pay Y. Now, if I'm a seller's agent and I'm representing the seller with that buyer and the buyer asks me, so how much would they take for this? What's the lowest they'll go? My response is, you know, that's a great question. I'm not the owner of the property. My suggestion is that you make your offer based upon what you believe the value is, and let me see what they say. We've listed at this price because I believe that the value is here, like Buffett would say, Warren Buffett. Price is what you pay, but value is what you get. We came up with this price because of all the value that I see in the property. Would you like for me to go through that value proposition for you, Mr. Buyer, to help you understand why that price is where it is? And sometimes they'll say yes, and sometimes they'll say no. And sometimes they'll offer the price, and sometimes they'll offer less. And it ultimately is up to my seller to decide, hey, I like this. This is acceptable. I'm willing to take this. You want to know, you want to have it with complete confidence that the agent you're hiring to represent you is representing your best interests. Now, I will say that sometimes with my clients, I will say, let's move this far in this negotiation. I will do my best to negotiate the best positions, and I'll come back and report back to you and get your approval for any changes that we're going to make. That's typical to how I will work with my sellers. Sometimes my sellers will say, hey, just do your best. This is my bottom line. And then they do trust me to not go to the bottom line, but protect themselves, protect their interest in getting the most possible with knowing the knowledge that that is their bottom line. And inevitably, my goal is to sell it like it's my own property, to represent my client. And as a buyer, to negotiate with the other agent who's representing the seller and try to pick information out of the mind of the other listing agent so that I can find the motivation, so that I can get inside information, so that I can help you make the lowest offer possible to move you into that property, right? Well, those of you listening who are thinking about selling here, it is time now to get your house ready to go on the market. The Market Ready Guide, free guide at my website, ericstewartgroup.com. The Right Sizing Guide, also free. And for those as-is sellers who need to just get out, the as-is guide is available there too. You can also call us toll-free at 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104. And leave a message, and we'll call you back. All right? Coming up next, Stuart Rosenthal joins me. And right after that, 6 home turnoffs you should avoid. Stay right there.